in children caught in life, this forms of living. Your eyes won't leave the screen, just deleted by the scenes. Losing me, needing you, filling the boy that was found in you. Just love me like you used to. Putting on a face we found on our feet. Words from our fingers will never complete. Limiting, letting it linger in loose. Patient as pennies, pendulum picks on me.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 12:04 here in
balmy
Medford, Massachusetts, which means you are tuned into Nothing to See here on WMFO in Medford. I am your host, DJ G Marquis, with me as always, my faithful companion.
It's me,
DJ.
I'm
Alex
still Palmer. Here.
Still here. Thankfully, I don't know what I would do.
I just climb up into the rafters.
I'm starting to get to the point where I just sob uncontrollably when you're not around. With us, as always, the musical stylings of Network Music Ensemble.
Ooh, what do we have tonight?
So I thought I'd try and change it up a little bit. You know, I like my sports tunes.
Oh, for sure.
I like my
spy movies.
Yep, elevator music, but. You know, they have such a wide catalog that you really have to dig deep for the deep cuts.
Oh, for sure.
So it's going to be nothing but Network Music Ensemble deep cuts for the rest of the evening.
Man, the whole night?
No, not the whole night. I mean,
just for the Network Music Ensemble portions.
No, of course, for any areas of discussion. Now, Alex.
Yes, sir.
You wouldn't happen to be watching a video of Dark Souls 3 on your computer?
No,
would
I'm
you?
Not.
No.
I might be.
How would I know that?
Because you looked at my computer screen.
Mm-mm.
Because you know me too well? Because I forgot to log out of YouTube on the computer.
No. Would you believe me if I said I was psychic?
Only with me. Not with other people. I wouldn't believe you if you said generally psychic.
I guarantee you, I can tell from your brainwaves what you're watching on your computer screen.
No way. You guessed that.
Dead ass serious. I know, you're watching like some sort of probably a boss battle on like, it's probably the one that you have to do.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Because I'm psychic, you know, this is why I decided to play this music. I found this ability out the other day. I hit my head real hard in the shower. And ever since then, I've been able to read thoughts. I also hear food scream when you cook it.
Definitely.
Really, I mean, not a fan of that, but everything else seems to be great. Shouts out to Seth Rogen
for bringing your nightmare to life.
Yeah, he's speaking out for what matters. You know, these causes out there that often go forgotten and many are never even heard about. Well, we're going to tap into musical stylings. We have DJ Discover Weekly coming through.
With us as always.
With us as always. So we're going to have a little bit of that and then maybe some more psychic predictions by me. I'm feeling a little cold right now, but when I got something good, we'll be back with the psychic hour here on Nothing to See Here in WMFO.
Dickens. It gives me the Dickens, reminiscent of Charles. A little discotheque nestled in the ghettos of Niggerville, USA, via Atlanta, Georgia. A little spot where young men and young women go to experience their first little taste of the nightlife. Me? Well, I've never been there. Well, perhaps once, but I was so engulfed in the OE I never made it to the dope. You speak of hardcore. Why the DJ sweating out all the problems and troubles of the day? Why this fine, bow-legged girl finds all out those loves, lukewarm lullabies in your left ear, competing with set it off in the right? But it all blends perfectly. Let the liquor tell it. Hey, hey, look, baby, they playing our song. And the crowd goes wild, as if Holyfield has just won the fight. But in actuality, it's only about 3 a.m. And three niggas just done got hauled off in the ambulance. Two niggas done start bussing. And one nigga done took his shirt off, talking about, now who else wanna fuck with Hollywood Cole? This just my interpretation of the situation.
Met my spotted, odie, dopealicious angel. I can remember that damn thing like yesterday. The way she moved reminded me of a brown stallion horse with skates on, you know. Smooth like a hot comb on nap ass hell. I walked up on her and was almost paralyzed. Her neck was smelling sweeter than a plate of yams with extra syrup. Eyes beaming like 4 carats apiece, just blinding the nigga. Felt like I cheated the whole order at presidential. My heart would be so damn fast. Never knowing this moment would bring another life into this world. Funny how shit come together sometimes, you dig? One moment you frequent the booty clubs, and the next 4 years you and somebody's daughter raising your own youngin'. Now that's a beautiful thing. That's if you're on top of your game and man enough to handle real life situations, that is. Can't gamble feeding baby on that dope money. Might not always be sufficient. But the United Parcel Service and the people at the post office didn't call you back because you had cloudy piss. So now you back in the trap. Just that. Trap. 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 Go on to marinate on that for a minute.
I was lost on the dark side till you crashed into my scarred by the bright lights, falling stars through the night sky. I know we're broken apart,
thing that we both know. Summer nights left me so cold. Let me dream of this red love. All the things that I'm scared of.
We can reach a sun if we're one that's
well, gentlemen.
You know what that music means.
Oh, dear.
In a million years, you could not guess the name of this album. If you, like, had all the time in the world and all the attention.
Something related to Mission Impossible?
No. It's not even a word. It's, like, several words jammed together. I don't even know if I can say it. Electrophonic Technosonic Superfly.
By Network Music Ensemble.
By Network Music Ensemble. So a real, oh wow, and they have it in Spinitron.
Wow.
Surprisingly, I'm not the first person who's played this.
That's unreal. Unreal.
Unreal. Well, we've had another special guest join us today. We are very pleased to have none other than the Sprinkle himself.
I'm always here.
Jason Mejia. How you doing, Jason?
Well, we're doing pretty well. Have a quiz tomorrow in a class that I know nothing about, and you know... We're just going with the flow.
Yeah, everything's on fire, but it's fine.
Sprinkle away, baby. The sprinkle away.
I'm a second semester junior with the mentality of a second semester senior.
Yeah, oh, ride that way, ride it.
That's right. I can only imagine where you'll be when you are a second semester senior.
Oh dear.
You'll have the mindset
I'm planning on taking my next. I'm taking music 101 and experimental psych senior fall, and I'm going to take another one of my really difficult classes, so that. In reality, I should have made the semester that I have now my senior spring, but...
Nah.
I need a break.
I understand. I have so many things to do. I have my geology lab. I am taking geology.
Good
what
for you.
What is geology?
Geology is the study of...
rocks, man.
Basically. The Earth. And Earth-related processes, such as the water cycle, and
sedimentary deposits,
tectonic plates.
Tectonic.
Oh yeah, there are a few of them.
There's
at least three. At least five.
I'm not willing to go as high as three.
Once if that
two and a half
SpongeBob episode. How many do you think there are? 10. Wow.
What?
At least seven.
Oh man. Well, we have roughly about a half hour left in the show.
I love SpongeBob.
Oh my god, great show.
Can we find like some SpongeBob?
Can we just play the Stadium Jam?
Oh wow.
The Jellyfish Jam.
Oh, I'm gonna start like tearing up. I'm sorry. That music gets me going.
Let's do it.
I think I found it. Sweet Victory.
That's
not the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I was thinking of the Stadium Jellyfish Jam when SpongeBob gets the pet jellyfish.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
No, this is...
This is a banger.
Apologize for the interruptions. This is what you get for relying on YouTube to live out the nostalgia of your early childhood. Can't trust them. Can't trust them. No, but this is actually you were looking for the rave song, right? The jellyfish rave.
Jellyfish rave.
You can find a 4-hour loop of it on YouTube. I know that.
Ooh.
Well, we're vibing.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Memories. This was like my first exposure to electronic music, I think. It has to be. I mean,
I feel like, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, that was SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
And assuming that we're not trying to...
Spring Boob Squire Pants.
Are you Squidward Tennis Balls?
Squid property of Squidward Tadpoles.
But it's not my wallet.
It has your ID. Oh, you're right. Then this must be your wallet. Sounds plausible to me. So here's your wallet. It's not my wallet. Well, the amount of SpongeBob I watched when I was a young boy is...
I think I might go home and watch it tonight.
I must concur with that.
Oh, man. That's not a bad idea at all. What have I done?
You know what else isn't a bad idea? Supporting the United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Way to go.
Yes.
Like how I slid that
good PSA. Good
there.
PSA.
You slid into that PSA's DMs real quick.
Jokes. Oh, let's see. Oh, good. Network Music Ensemble is still going strong.
Oh, Network Music
Even
Ensemble
though we're not,
is always going strong.
So we got about 20 minutes to kill, but good thing is Flume released a companion album. So.
Yay. Oh, my God. That Pusha T song?
so we can own the water. Silly for thinking you would want me longer. My slaughter. Ghosts will never know what they want. There's no song now.
threads up in plastic, plastic. Fucking fantastic. Television show and sitcom classic. Fuzzy screen static. Bang milk, got my raisin bread, right, tasting bad. Getting fabulous-tastic. Say your goal, say your song, won't it match? Life's looking tragic. Pink Finn is the rags, Jake is the past it. Lil Yo Bastard, Funk and other boy and number 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting breaking news in that we are approaching 1 o'clock, which means that unfortunately this show will be ending. That is right. In 5 minutes, the show will be over. Breaking news. Here with more to tell us about the story, we have our special investigative reporter, Alex Golan. Alex, tell us what's going on the scene.
I've been doing some snooping, looking into this issue, and as it turns out, we are on something called a planet, whirling around what they call the cosmos.
Hmm.
Oh my God!
And you see this ball that we're sitting on.
Yes.
Rotates and moves in circles.
Now is this something we should be concerned about, or?
I mean, there's been some speculation that we could go hurling into that giant yellow orb in the sky.
Yes, I am afraid of the yellow orb.
I've always called it God, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It
provides us warmth.
Well, that's all with the news today. Tune in next week for more news. Not all of it's going to be factual, but that's okay.
If you haven't heard, our country's real end and, you know.
The media, there's no more moral fiber left. The media, they're all a bunch of, you know, moralists.
You know.
Heathens.
Heathens.
Yes.
Awful.
They're the enemies of the people.
Terrible.
Right. Well, folks, this has been Nothing to See Here. I've been your host, DJG Marquee. I'd like to thank both DJ Alex Golan and DJ Periwinkle Sprinkle for joining me today.
It's a pleasure.
And, yeah, thanks so much for tuning in, folks. Have a good evening and stay beautiful. Oh, also, you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
What you gonna do when the people go home and you wanna smoke weed but the reefer's all gone and somebody had the nerve to take the herb out of the doobie ashtray? Why they do me that way? What you gonna do when your friends go home and you wanna drink a beer but your hands all gone? Somebody about my doobie ashtray, why they do me that way? You probably don't have a big old house on the hill, but if you did, just imagine how would it feel if your phone got disconnected, no cash, your gas cut off, and the gal that you had that was helping just stepped the fuck off. She took the kid, the dog, and the kitty. She took the kid, the dog, and the kitty. She took the kid, the dog, and the kitty. And everybody know you're at a low, they feel pity. It's really fucked up is now. It's normal, normal, no more hoes, hoes, clothes. Can't go to the show cause it's formal. And you wonder why. And you resort to getting high, but damn, can't find your stash. You never took the time to ask. What you gonna do when the people go home? Wanna smoke weed? Reefer's all gone. Somebody had the nerve to take the herb out of the doobie ashtray. Why they do me that way? What you gonna do when your friends go home? Wanna drink a beer?
Faith in the good things that good humans